What makes great organizations great in today's discussion? What makes great sports organizations in general great? What makes them, it's not the owner spending money. Yes, that's one key factor. It's not having a president or GM, whatever sport you're in. It's about the will and the desire of wanting to win. The ownership, the president have to have that desire to win. They have to find the right manager or the right coach and give him or her full control. And they have to be great. I'll give you an example. The difference between Jurgen Klopp and Mauricio Pochettino is this. Jurgen Klopp has pull. The owners trust Jurgen. Jurgen has that desire and that will to win. That I want to be great at everything I do. I don't want to settle. I don't want to be dysfunctional. That's the difference. It's my belief is that sports are about 80% mentality, 20% talent. Others believe it's 80% talent to 90% small percent of mentality. No matter which way you agree, that mental part has to be part of it. That mental part has to, you have to have that manager, and Klopp is one of them, that basically says and basically tells his players, just because we won something doesn't, just because you think you're something, you're not. Again, you can have a symbol of all the great talents. Look at Barcelona, for example. They have so much talent on their roster, but that one weakling is their manager. That one weakling is their president is dysfunctional. Their coach slash manager is so dysfunctional. That's the key. It's about having the right leadership. I'll give you another sports example. Ask the New York Yankees when George Steinbrenner came back in the 90s. Would they redo the Joe Torre hire? Because you can look back at some quotes. A lot of those players did not like Joe Torre. A lot of those players didn't. But you know what? George Steinbrenner stuck with them. And guess what happened? The Yankees brought up these four players, Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit. Ring a few bells. That's the difference. That they wanted. That they had a manager that was willing to tear them down mentally to become what they were ultimately supposed to be. The NFL is a perfect example. The New England Patriots. Do you see the president making the decisions? No. You see Bill Belichick making personnel decisions. Why? Because it's his team. He has that mentality. He's instilled that mentality to Tom Brady of I want to be great no matter what. You can say it's mentally whatever. But facts are facts, that mentality plays a role in all of sports. And that's the difference that sets dysfunctional organizations from functional organizations, is that mentality of I want to be the best no matter what it takes and no matter how, I'm willing to do it.